Hello again, and welcome to the March 2024 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments Podcast. This is your regular discussionist host, Marv Pikla, and it is fun and energizing to again spend some quick time with you and share some leadership, communication, professional development, and of course, innovation concepts, thoughts, and even a few recommendations from time to time to help you in your workplace and maybe at home too. This month's topic has been requested, several times during my consultant visits with different groups. And although I really don't consider myself an expert in any topic area, I will admit my method of prep for these occurrences has leaned me to the successful side most of the time. So, this month, our topic of discussion will be all about meeting preparation. Kind of simple, but it's meeting preparation. First, I want to point out that this discussion will assume you will be most in charge of how a specific meeting will be conducted. And maybe, at first glance, you were thinking, meeting prep? Well, that's no big deal. Anybody can do it. I know what needs to be done. Well, let me just tell you, maybe you do. But the focus of this discussion will be to make sure you lead great meetings, not just good or good enough, but great. Okay, we're ready. First, let's talk about agenda sharing. Agenda sharing. Most times, many times, leaders walk into a session and they have a list of notes with them that they want to cover, but no real handoutable agenda. This may work sometimes, but it is a guarantee that it's preparation unfair. It's preparation unfair to every other person in the room. That style of non-agenda sharing almost guarantees that it'll be a one-way kind of session of communication. That kind of communication. Spontaneous questions or discussion, that may occur, but it'll be offered only in some kind of minimal way with little thought and maybe very little accuracy. Even a small-based agenda sent out even a day in advance will result in more attendee participation, quality discussion, and kind of better relatable questions that push everyone forward rather than just something I call continuous listening. Okay? Second, I want everybody to think about meeting preparation ownership. Okay? Meeting preparation ownership. And what do I mean? Let me give you my old-time hometown historic example. Back in my old director days, I made it an agenda-setting priority to include a special segment I referred to as stop the bus moments. Yep, stop the bus moments. Strategically, I always placed it very early in the conduct of the meeting agenda, so it never lost its importance to the entire board. Stop the bus moments. Those topics were wide open, diverse, but always important to the four county region that we all represented. My goal was to allow board members to individually make a contribution to our quarterly meetings. However, the unplanned cool result was true meeting preparation ownership by every board member to care beyond, our standard business stuff, but include issues pertinent to each member. So think about it. Be sure to include a stop the bus moment in your meeting prep. Finally, with the little time we have left, and how appropriate it is to address this last one. It's called comprehensive time management as a meeting prep priority. Time management, meaning meeting prep, means that you, everyone, must be attentive and respectful of everyone's professional time commitments. Starting your meetings on time, and yes, ending them at least when you said you would, is just common sense respect. It sounds easy, but it isn't. Actions that can help in the time management meeting preparation area, like do some business topic homework. Do your business topic homework. You know what I mean. Anticipate questions that might come from the board. Have good, appropriate answers ready. Have them ready. And second, be semi-police-ish and prohibit any one attendee from over-monopolizing the discussion floor. And or if necessary, stop the meeting discussion if resolution isn't on the horizon and appropriately, but respectfully, say we got to move on. Well, I better start paying better attention to my own time management responsibilities because my usual time is long gone. But let me quickly summarize this month's Inspiring Innovations, Learning Moments, Meeting Preparation Podcast. Number one, be a great agenda sharer. It is organizationally, performance, and staff participation beneficial. Second, be a great meeting preparation ownership leader. Give attendees at least, you know, a few minutes of specialty time, their specialty time, to make non-regular meeting contributions. And finally, be a great meeting preparation, time management person. Positive appreciation and respect and priority setting recognition will all come back to you in some ways, some form. Hey, thanks one more time for listening to this month's Learning Moments podcast. I hope it helps today and, of course, in your tomorrows. And yep, we'll talk again in April.